here at home, 2-2, in a highly competitive series. And there really hasn't been much difference between the two teams. It's been a lot of force areas, effort areas. We happen to win them in game four and game one. They won them in game two and game three, and the result was the same. It coincided with those effort areas. So both teams understand what the keys to the series is, and that's why it's so competitive and physical. And both teams will be trying to take control of those areas tomorrow night.
Eric, when you're in a grind-out series like this, how much easier is it to get the legs back after one day coming off a win as opposed to the alternative?
You deal with what you have. Sometimes you have incredible motivation. Unfortunately, after a loss, I don't think that'll be an issue with us right now. We understand how worthy this opponent is and how tough they are, how physical they can be. And each game has their moments of truth where the game is in the balance and it could easily go either way. We were able to finally grind that game. It seemed like we were down 10 for the first 30 minutes, but able to hang in there and turn around in that third quarter and then come away with a tough win.
And getting back home now, do you have any sort of sense on how Chris is doing?
I saw him this morning. He's doing his rehab. So I just like seeing him. A smile on his face. He's doing some work. He won't be joining us tomorrow. He's not even near any court work right now.
Eric, is there any chance he could? For you guys to get some?
No, it's too early.
How important is it for you guys to get some offensive contributions from your shooters, from guys beyond LeBron?
Well, we don't have to compare ourselves to anybody else. We can win in a lot of different ways. We happen to score 101, over 100 last night with two guys scoring over 70. But we had opportunities to win, game two when the score was in the 70s. So our guys can make an impact. I know everybody is pointing to UD's 14 points, and certainly that helped us, gave us a great deal of relief as they were putting two players on the ball. But it was all those other things also, everything in between that UD added yesterday, the toughness, the loose balls, he and Shane make an impact. We don't have to make all of our shots. We're not looking at our reserves to have to score 50 points for us. But each night, usually somebody has to emerge a little bit and make a couple. And again, if we're defending the way we're capable of, like I said, we don't have to make them all. We just have to make some timely ones, and we've proven we can do that.
Obviously, expect no different, but just talk about the ultimate warrior.
Yeah, he's so tough. And that's why this game, you can't define some players by numbers and statistics and trends and all this. UD's heart transcends all of that. And that's where we're trying to figure ourselves out on the fly with Chris out, and it's changed the dynamic of our team. But I woke up, the other day, and this is such a competitive series. Some of our discussion talking about, guys being warriors, I realized that, we've been in too many battles. This guy is built for a series like this, and it might not be conventional the way he's being used. It might not be necessarily like Chris. Might not necessarily be the way UD has been before, but he can have an impact on helping us win, and that's what he proved yesterday.
Seems like he got better after he got hit in the face.
Yeah, he and Dwayne are similar that way. The more physical it is, the more blood you see on their face, it seems the more engaged they are in the competition. And that's the fabric of Udonis Haslam. It's the attack mentality. When we defend and rebound the ball, we'll get opportunities in the open court, and a lot of times that can be a big difference in a series like this. When LeBron rebounds the ball like that and get those off the defensive board, that's probably when we're at our fastest. again, you know, two of my favorite plays. You know, the first half or when LeBron attacked the basket. A heavy collision with Hibbert. He didn't get called at the time. But I like to see an aggressive like that with that mentality. And he was relentless the rest of the game. He didn't stop coming. And eventually he was able to get to the rim and get to the line.
Eric, you've been playing late, obviously, for 9 years. How tough was it just to see the criticism that he endured? You know,
I always heard about it, but it's not fair to try to interpret how we communicate with each other, especially if people haven't been in such passionate, emotional competition. You know, that'll bring out the best in all of us. It'll sometimes bring out the worst in all of us. With us, we're a family. So we mention it all the time. It's good, the bad, and everything in between. Sometimes in the heat of competition, you know, when it is really emotional, that the way we communicate isn't for everybody's living room. And it's hard for other people to interpret that. But in our living room, often that's normal. You know, by the time we got to the next time out, it was totally fine. I think that was unfair for people to try to interpret what was going on in that form.